through the Spirit of God. My angels, pray for yourselves. Pray that your heart is sensitive to the Spirit of God. Pray that you have a sensitive heart and that you will receive. You are open to God's word, God's description of you. Lord, we ask this morning that you will grant us opening of our hearts to your word. We ask that everyone here will receive the word, instructions therein, with clarity, simplicity, openness of heart. We ask that you will fill us with insight. You will help us to see the way you want us to see. Our appreciation will be inspired by your word. Our value judgment, our sense of understanding and grasp of identity will be of your word. We ask that this morning you will help us to have united with your plans and purposes, to the end that together as a church we be built together, we are focused being united upon your work. We are able to glorify you, to walk in your plans and purposes, to pull others into your kingdom, establish them in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew's Gospel chapter 9. Yesterday night we began to look at some thoughts around the minister of the gospel. Can you shut my door, please? You shut my door. Around the minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. We said in Matthew 9, verse 36. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. He will send forth laborers into his harvest. So we said that the description of the men needed. Are we together? I think I don't even like the way we are sparsely seated. Can we occupy the seat in front? Quickly. The seat in your front, occupy it immediately. Quickly. Let's occupy those seats. Amen. So we said the description of the man who is needed in the work of God is, the man is described as what? A laborer. We said yesterday that the work of the ministry is a profession. Do you remember? A vocation. Paul calls it in Ephesians 4 and 1. A vocation. A vocation. A profession. A skill, we said. One that requires my attention. Just like medicine, accounting, trading, teaching, touring, accountancy, law, driving. We said it requires skill. It also requires your attention and your focus. We said among many things, the work of the ministry requires your energy. And not coming last is also the required virtue of patience. Someone say patience. A lot of patience, because it said the work of the ministry is the work of the Spirit. Are we together? It requires patience, not because the Spirit of God is slow. Are we together? But because God Himself trains us on the work. The work of the ministry is an on the job, or involves an on the job training. On the job training. It's the work of God. I said yesterday that it is a call, that the call, you know, to the ministry is primarily a call to salvation, isn't it? And then alongside with that call is the call to serve. The call to serve God. Are we together? The call to serve in the ministry of the gospel. To serve alongside with God. We saw that that man is described as a co-laborer. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul says we are laborers together with God. So I said, the Lord goes before you. He is on the field already. So our labor in the gospel is together with God. Together with God. Together with Him. The ministry of the gospel will walk in patience because much of the work of the ministry is the work of the Spirit. And the work of the Spirit involves training. Training. So the work of the ministry is not done in haste. It is rather done with urgency. Urgency and haste are not the same. It's just really the same. Urgency speaks of the necessity around something. Necessity. Paul in 1 Corinthians 9, we'll go and see the text. He says, necessity is laid on me. Necessity. Are we together? Are we together? A ministry has been committed into my hands. Necessity is laid on me. That is different from haste. Are we together? Are we together? It's different from haste. There are times when God has told a man to hurry, haste. Acts will tell Paul to haste out of the city. To haste out of the city. Are we together? To hurriedly come out of the city. Are we together? But in this case, we're not referring to that being that hastiness. It deals with urgency. The work of the ministry requires urgency. Urgency is the necessity around it. It is necessary. It has to be done. It must be done. There is no substitute. There is no another way. There's no other way to go about achieving that result aside from what has been instructed, how it has been instructed. Hallelujah. Are we together? So we said the description of the scriptures for the minister of the gospel, the one who ministers the gospel, we've seen in 1 Corinthians 4 and 1, is called a steward of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, co-laborer. In 2 Corinthians, he is described as one with the ministry of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1, he says, we have the ministry. We have the ministry. Colossians 4, 11 and 12 describe Epaphras, a fellow laborer, fellow soldier. Are we together, church? Are we together? So we said the work of the ministry, the minister rather, is described as a laborer. A laborer is one who toils with the work. A laborer is the one who exerts himself. We said a laborer, just like the one who labors on the crop, just like a shepherd of a sheep, just like one who goes to the market to trade, just like an athlete on the field, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Just like a soldier at the war front, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Are we together? Just like the one who tends to crop, 2 Timothy 2, 2. We also find out in 1 Corinthians 3. He is result oriented. He does not murmur. He does not complain. He does not see the harvest and begins to complain.
He has a trained vision. He is able to spot the harvest and to correctly interpret what he sees. The laborer is not one who will see the harvest and make news out of it. The laborer is not one who sees the harvest and creates a content out of it. The laborer is not one who sees, encounters the harvest and begins to murmur and complain. He does not encounter the harvest and his response is fun, to sweep it down the carpet. And nothing strikes a chord in his heart. No, a laborer, just like Jesus in Matthew 9, is moved with compassion. We saw right there in Acts of Apostles, in Acts 17. Are we together? We observe the man Paul, the apostle, how that he was moved in his spirit. He was stirred when he saw the whole city filled with idolatry. So I said that anytime you observe people, subscribe, follow after a false religion, that is an harvest. Anytime you see people that looks confused, young people that looks confused, not knowing their right from their left, that is what? God harvest. Are we together? That is the harvest. Anytime you see people that are sick, anytime you come across a people or a person that is afflicted of the of Satan, afflicted of the enemy, in bondage of one sort or the other, that is the harvest. An environment filled with cultism, frostarism, gangsterism, where sin and iniquity abound, where you have all forms of abuses of self, abuses of others, child abuse, sexual abuse, drug abuse, substance abuse, even abuse of privileges, of authority, privileges of leadership, of rulership. The moment you observe chaos, the moment you observe instability, that things are not in their proper state, is to show you that the hearts of those men are not in their proper state. That is an harvest immediately. It's an harvest. Are we together, church? Paul in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 4, he raises the church, stirs up the saints to pray for leaders and men that are in authority. It shows you that among the leadership, the political leadership, is also God's harvest. Are we together? In the campuses is God's harvest. In the communities, in the hospital, in the law enforcement, men of all professions. So Jesus will call his disciples, he says, to go into all nations, men of all walks of life, men of all languages, men of all tribes. God's harvest is in all of these places. Are we together? So a laborer is the one that is trained to spot the harvest and to start doing something about it. The instruction therefore precedes the harvest, precedes your encounter with the harvest. Your instruction precedes your encounter, like a soldier who has been given instruction of what to do upon spotting a particular enemy. He is told before time, when you spot this kind of person, or when you spot somebody, you know, wearing this kind of clothes and all that, when you spot someone with this kind of weapon, when you spot someone with this kind of he says, this is what to do. So just like that, our instruction precedes our encounter with the harvest. Are we together, church? So there's no point seeing the harvest, encountering God's harvest, and then trying to find out what to do. Lord, what should I do? You already have an instruction. Preach the gospel. Ezekiel church. The instruction to preach the gospel precedes your entering into campus. The instruction to preach the gospel precedes your getting a job. The instruction to preach the gospel precedes your entry into the marketplace. Your mingling with people. Your interacting with people already has an instruction preceding it. There's an instruction that precedes your interaction with people. Instruction to preach the gospel. So the laborer of Christ is a preacher of the gospel. A shepherd preacher. A preacher shepherd. Throw the word anyway, it comes out the same. One who toys over the people of God. Are we together? One who toys over the people to make them a people of God and to further establish them in the plans and purposes of God. So he said in Matthew 9:38, he says the harvest truly is plenteous, 36:37, he says, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He did not say that he will equip the small laborers, that he will strengthen the few laborers. He says that he will do what? He will force out. He will send forth more laborers into his harvest to toil. Are we together, church? To toil. To work all day and night to think about it. To think about it. To think about it. To fill your head, your mind with the work. The toiling of a laborer involves the filling up of his mind night and day. Your attention is on it. When you see a man who cannot get the work of God off his mind, you have seen God's laborer. To start with, you know, we started rather, the way we started, we observed also that God himself is a laborer. God himself is described in the scripture. John 15, the parable of God's work, he says he is a husbandman. This is a husbandman. Husbandman. Are we together? So folks read that text. He says, I am the vine. He says, my father is husband demand. He didn't say husband demand. He says the husband man. Are we together? The one who tends to the vine unto fruitfulness. The one who takes care of the branches and the fruits of the branches in the vine. Himself is described as the shepherd, John 10. The shepherd. Genesis 48 describes him as the shepherd. Psalm 23 describes him as the shepherd, the Holy One of Israel, the shepherd of the sheep. He is the shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. He is the shepherd. Are we together, church? So the man who walks with God is also a toiler like God. So he's called a co-laborer. So when you see a man who cannot get God's word off his mind, when you see a man who cannot get the mission, the assignment of God off his heart, when you see a man that hardly would you have spoken to him, hardly would you have hung around him, hardly would you have listened to him, after a while, a short while, you start hearing church, 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 evangelism, evangelism, evangelism. You start hearing discipleship, discipleship. You start hearing follow-up. He can hardly get I mean, you can hardly spend time around him that you will not immediately see that this one is involved in the work of God. That is God's laborer. That is God's laborer. When you see a toiler amongst the sheep, you will not find it difficult to recognize him. Do you know how you will know a shepherd? Do you know how you know a shepherd? Are we together? I've visited a shepherd before. You know how you recognize a shepherd is that he will have the smell of the sheep on him. Recognition. You will see a farmer, you will recognize this is a farmer. Are we together? You know this is a farmer. He's dirty, he's soiled. He's soiled. When you get close to a farmer, you will not have spent an hour or two around him. His diction. Are we together? His language. His reasoning. His concern. When you look at the two of you are looking at the cloud, the statement he will make by observing the normal things in the environment, there's a way he thinks that before you know it, he will come around conversations on the farm. Are we together? You know, I've spent much time with him. His conversation will just go around the farm and say that, are you a farmer? Are we together? General things, natural, general things, normal things, normal conversation. By the time you listen to him for a while, just observe that in his dictions, in his, you just observe agriculture, plants, or animals will just stream out of his words. That is a laborer. The mind is filled, full of concern. You can't mind the things that others mind the same way. Your approach to dealing with humanity is on a different plane. Matters concerning eternity concerns you. Issues around human behavior, human worship, the position of a man's heart with respect to God's plan and God's purposes concerns you. You are moved when you see a conduct that does not glorify God. You are moved when you see a people led astray, like Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 12 and 2. Are we together? Led astray unto these dumb idols, carried away even as you were led, 1 Corinthians 12 and 2. So when you see a man or a group of people subscribing to a mode of living, a culture, a way of life, an ideology, a worldview that does not look like the image of God, that does not look like the plans of God for humanity, it moves you into action. And it begins to toil night and day. It begins to work tirelessly in preaching and prayer. Don't forget, right? Said in Acts 4, those are the pillars of the work of the ministry. The word and what? Prayer. Someone say the word and prayer. Hallelujah. So the laborer is needed in the harvest. Men who struggle with the work. To struggle with the work to struggle with the work. To toil with the work. To toil with it. And don't forget, we said yesterday that the work is amongst who? Amongst men. To toil amongst men. To struggle. Romans 15, and then in verse 30, we see the word struggle. It says in verse 30, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, to strive together with me." To strive. To wage a war. To wage a war. To strive. To fight. To sweat. To struggle. To struggle. To toil at it. To toil at it. To stay with it. To hang in there. To not give up. To not surrender. To remain reliable. To be mission-minded, result-oriented. To get the job done. To toil at it. To have sleepless nights because of it. To wake up a great while before day and go into a solitary place to labor in prayer for it. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? To have sleepless nights. To stay awake late into the night for it. Like we're doing, is to toil. To find out the requirements for succeeding at it and to give it your all. To be employed at it and to deploy yourself at it. That is what it means to toil. It speaks of real, laborious, voluminous work. Real, laborious, voluminous exertion. Consistent exertion. Consistent. Persistent. To persist. To stay with it. To not give up. To not cast off restraint, to not throw in the towel, to go back there again, to get back at it. Are we together? Are we together? To train for it. To train for it. To choose to be equipped for it. To think about it. To keep it on your lips. To spend on it. To spend for it. To be spent for it. To be given to it. To be devoted to it. That is what it means to do what? To toil. To put in efforts. In 2 Timothy 2 and 15, Paul said to the young man Timothy to put effort in his ministry. Be diligent. The word spoudazo. Be diligent. Do your best to show thyself as a man approved of God. He says, which have no need to be ashamed. He says, we need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Talking about his preaching and teaching ministry. To do your best to labor in doctrine. Are we together? So there is labor. There is hardness. 2 Timothy 2 and 2. 2 Timothy 2, 3, 4, 5. There is a hardness to endure. A laborer is one who keeps him or herself busy. Not a man who always have to be told what they need to do. You always have to be told. You always have to be told. A laborer is the one who takes initiative. Because it is difficult to take initiative for something when it is not on your heart. It is difficult to take initiative for something that does not fill your heart, that you are not concerned, that you are not bothered about. So a laborer is one who takes initiative. Are we together? We observe in scripture that men that are accorded honor are accorded honor because they labored abundantly amongst the people. A laborer is not a bystander. He's not a pacifist. A laborer is not a casual worker. A laborer is not someone looking for easy feet. One who does it as an hobby. A laborer approaches the work as a meal. As a meal, I have meat that you know not of. Then he says, my meat is to do the will of he that sent me and to finish it. Are we together, church? So I give myself to laboring. Have you found yourself in a school? Have you found yourself in a place of work? Have you found yourself in a street, in a neighborhood? Have you found yourself in a campus? Have you found yourself having influence over young people? That is a point of labor. We see an example of the man Paul, how he stayed in the city for 2 years laboring. In Acts 11, they stayed a whole year laboring in Antioch. By Acts 18, the man was in Corinth laboring for about 18 months. 1.5 years. Are we together? By Acts 19, we see the man in Ephesus for 2 years. Later on in 20, we observe he was actually by the space of 3 years. Acts 20:20. For 3 years. So that by Acts 19 verse 20, he says, the city of Ephesus was, the word of God grew mightily in that city and prevailed because there was a man given to labor. Are we together? By the time you look at Acts 19, having met the disciples, 12 of them, and then he got them saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Bible says, and he went in the school of one Tyrannus disputing daily. Then he says, when divers were hardened, he separated his disciples and began to teach them by the space of 2 years. He separated them. He began to labor day and night. Day and night. A whole year in Acts 11. A whole year. Men were laboring both in the giving and at the receiving of the word of God. So there's something such as laboring in the word. Laboring in the word. Laboring in prayer. Acts is 4. It is not, it says in 3, it is not good, it is not meet that we should leave the word of God and serve table, but we will give ourselves consistently, continually, unto prayer and unto the ministry of the word. So look at this. Soils opens up to laborers. Ground opens up. If you can labor, you can open any ground. Don't forget the labor includes and actually begins with your labor in prayer. If you can labor in prayer, just like Jesus, labor in prayer, just like Elijah, labor in prayer, just like Abraham, labor in prayer, just like Nehemiah, labored in prayer, just like Peter in Acts 10, laboring in prayer. By Acts 1, they were there for 10 days in verse 15, prayer and supplication, just like Paul, 3 days in Acts 9, upon the encounter of Jesus, he went on the strength of that vision, 3 days without food, without water, praying. So much that Jesus appeared to Ananias and tell him, for he prayeth. He said concerning Saul, he says, for he prayeth. Laboring in prayer. Just like Epaphras, laboring in prayer. Laboring in prayer. Are we together? Archbishop Idaosa, he said there are no hard grounds. He said there are no hard grounds. Archbishop Benson Idaosa, he said there are no hard grounds anywhere. He says you only have what? Weak men. He said a lizard here cannot become an alligator abroad. A lizard in Nigeria cannot become what? Abroad. If you carry an agama lizard in Nigeria and you go to Canada and you drop it, what will it be? Lizard. Are we together? Someone has said, oh, where is the God of Elijah? I said, no, it's not about the God of Elijah, it's about the Elijahs of God. Where are the Elijahs of God? Men that are casted over, bent over, made up, built up, set up to see the counsel of God fulfilled in a backsliding generation. Are we together? Acts 19, 6 to 10. By the time those divers were hardened, what did Paul do? Paul did not start singing. He did not run away. He did not start sleeping. He didn't start sleeping. He didn't start complaining. He didn't start complaining. He didn't start complaining, murmuring, grumbling. When you face opposition, the answer to opposition is what? Deep labor. He separated his disciples and began to teach them. He began to teach them. He labored at teaching. He did not run away. Are we together? Are we together? He did not what? He didn't run away. Look at Acts 19. And when they had, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them that they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12 and went into the synagogue and spake boldly. A laborer is bold. The hallmark of a laborer is that he has a badge on his chest. It is the badge of the ministry of Christ. He is bold at it. Paul said in Romans 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation. Why did he say I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Because at that instant he was faced with issues to be ashamed of. The gospel at that time was not something to be publicly identified with. He has found himself amongst his own kinsmen who will mock at him and call him drunk and foolish for the manner of approach he had to the ministry. He has faced mockery. He has faced persecution. He has faced all sorts of things that an ordinary soul would have felt discouraged at. Then he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. It means there is no other means through which God will save humanity aside the message, preaching, the teaching, and praying of the gospel. I'm not ashamed. He gets there. He speaks boldly. Someone say boldly. But the space of 3 months, the spirit and persuading things are not in the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but speak evil of the way before the multitudes, he departed from there, separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of what? He began to establish men. He didn't quit ministry. And this continued by the spirit of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia had the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Verse 19, it says, many of them which also had curious acts, he says, brought them together. He says, and brought them before all men, that they counted the price of them, the family, 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily great the word of God, and prevailed. So that chapter 20, and then in verse 20, look at what it says. He says, how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've showed you publicly, and I've taught you publicly, and from house to house. That is labor. Publicly and from house to house. That is what? Labor. So, Paul was a laborer. The labor of the gospel, therefore, is not a location issue. Because just when you are thinking that it is the location that you are in, you will observe that somebody else will show up and do all the work that you have been trying to do and get it done. Someone else will show up and they will get what you are trying to do. They will get it done. Are we together? They will get it done. Get it done. What you are trying to do and complaining about, what you are saying is impossible. Someone else shows up in that same location and gets the job done. Because he is more aggressive. A laborer is aggressive. Sister, my sister, let her wake up. A laborer is aggressive at the work. It's not a location issue. It's a labor issue. Are we together? Are we together? It's not a location issue. It's a labor issue. People escape abroad. Escape abroad. Escape abroad. Looking for sweet ministry. Say, God is sending me to the US, UK for the ministry. God is not sending anybody again to Agbopalu community. God is not sending anybody again. Everybody is now being sent to the UK. And by the time they get to the UK, the force they are looking for is a venue with AC. AC. A venue with AC. They are, we are not started our church. Why? And we are looking for venues. All the venues that we have found, they don't have AC. AC. With this one that we are talking about, we only later saw a venue with AC. What happens to under the tree in the UK? Are we going to see Guinea UK? What is it? Wicked. What is gay? Issue at our Igbo. What if it is a shade? What if she tissue paper? It's not fun. When you listen to some people that you grew up together, you thought that you were both in the walk. After a while, when you listen to them, you are like, ah. Yeah. Looking for, yeah. Pastor, they must be driving now in the UK. Ah, hey, need a drug. Is she what? They might want to take the fell right up. Is she what? And perhaps you observe that you are finding it difficult to get the venue with AC. All the demons in hell can queue up and just be blowing. We need run. You run away from ministry. Get war. Oh, shalom. Because to Basalo, you will not be looking for venue with what? AC. You see, Pastor Kev. Don't call me Pastor Kebu. My case will 4 years. Don't call me Pastor Kev. Yeah. Pastor Kev Kuyini. Ministry here is actually different from there. You see, you know the kind of people there. What is the kind of people there? Well, let me what you mean in the morning? Me mock way a boliva ni wani. You know, someone actually told me. Someone said, so ministry has moved. Ministry has, we say, gone are the days when we pack ourselves in a room like Shandin. That's what he told me. He says, gone are the days when we pack ourselves in a room like Shandin. He was talking about the kind of meeting that we go to pray every year. He says, gone are those days when we pack ourselves. I looked at him like this. I said, we pack ourselves as well like Shandin. He said, no wonder you are struggling with the work in your hand. Just like Eliab, you have called the sheep of your father a few flock. Otikpe, men waiting on God. You saw an assembly of laborers. He said, like Shandin. You said, like Shandin. No wonder you are struggling. No wonder you are struggling. You cannot put up with a little inconvenience. Someone told me. Someone said, why is the commotion like this? He said, I can't bath where somebody else will be walking around. I can't bath. It's not the public. He just said, I don't like it. He says, I can't. Yeah, kill a don't worry, someone will bath you at the end of your life. Okpunu. You can't put up with a little inconvenience for a few days for the nations. You see, what kind of food is this? Where can we put a special fish now? A little song. We put a special fish now. How can they say, I don't like this? I mean, they could have got better cooks and then and make salad. The people are going to hell, only salad. People are lured into courses in daily, only salad. Can't you see you have become a salad to the devil? Ministry and a salad, okay? Are we together? That is not the reasoning of God's liberal. You can put up. Say, I can put up with inconvenience. Say, I can put up with some inconvenience. Say, I can put up with some inconvenience. Say, God can inconvenience me. Are we together? He's a laborer. Would you be filled with the harvest. Night and day, that's what you are thinking. Night and day, that's what you are thinking. You are thinking of more cells, more disciples, more workers. Are we together? More laborers. More cells means more laborers. More churches mean more laborers. More disciples is more laborers. More membership is more laborers. Any increase in membership that is not targeted towards increasing the number of laborers is a stroll in the park, is a child's play. The reason I submit to you for numeric strength of any local assembly is so as to be able to evangelize the community much more effectively. Are we together, church? I can put up with some inconveniences. Paul stayed there laboring. So it's not a location issue. It's not a location issue. It's a labor issue. It's a labor issue. It's a training issue. It's not a location issue. Are we together? There's enough labor in Nigeria. If you are really looking for labor, to labor over souls, the African countries are there. There are still countries in Africa today where they have not had the name Jesus. They have not had it. They have not. And men are perishing and wandering in darkness daily. So don't escape. When you escape, it is because you are what? You're lazy. You're lazy. See, I'm not lazy. See, I'm not lazy. See, I'm not lazy. Don't run after comfort. Run after the work. Ephesians 1:15 and 16, labor in prayer. 2 Timothy 1:3, labor in prayer. 1 Timothy 5 and 5. Are we together? Are we together? The one who labors. Look at that text in 1 Timothy 5. It talks about a widow. A widow. A widow. A widow in the church. 1 Timothy 5. In verse 5, look at what Paul says. He says, now she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trusted in who? And what? Our food? Amen. Sleeping. Continues what? Read that text again, everyone. Read that text again. Everyone wants to go. What are you reading? 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 1 Timothy 5 verse 5, quickly. Continue in what? How often? Who? A widow. Are we together? Why did I mention that? Because it's a special category. The unmarried, that's the meaning. Is he divorced? Is he widowed? Is he just unmarried? Unmarried because he has never been married. Or unmarried because he's widowed. Or unmarried because he's divorced. He says labor in prayer. Labor in prayer. Are we together? 2 Timothy 1:3, quickly. 2 Timothy 1:3. Quickly. Let's read together. That's the pastor. That's the pastor. That's the general overseer. Night and day laboring. Then he says the widow in the church. Night and day what? So it is always, we have said before, it's not a location thing, right? It is also not a condition thing. Labor has nothing, laboring in the ministry has nothing to do with your condition. No matter the condition, no matter the state, the face, you are involved in the work of the ministry laboriously. Are we together? Are we together? Laboriously. He already says, if any man desires the office of a bishop, he says he desires a good work. He says, then a bishop must be apt to teach. Apt to teach. That is, one who will be a Christian leader must be one observed to be a laborer in doctrine. Little wonder you observe that the deacons, men who were chosen to serve table in Acts 6, were men who were deep in the labor in scriptures. We find the man Philip in Acts 8. We observe how he took on the scriptures with the Ethiopian Enoch, having gone to Samaria, preached the gospel, and the whole city gave in. See the miracles which he wrought, and the message of Christ which he preached. Then in Acts 7, just before that, we see the man Stephen, how he took on the religious sitting, and he takes on the books of the Old Testament and taught, expounding Christ right from the Old Testament books. Laborers. Acts 2 and 4, are we together? The horse spoke with tongues by verse 42. Are we together? It says, all continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. All the 3,000 that were saved in verse 39 and 40. All of them continued. So, the labor in doctrine, the labor in prayer, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in prayer and in fellowship and in breaking of bread. Continued steadfastly, laboriously in prayer and in the word. All the 3,000. So again, labor is not because you have stayed long in the faith. The moment a man is saved, he is brought into that laborious approach. Because the essence of discipleship is to raise a minister out of the newly saved. Are we together? And we said that the labor is amongst men. So the labor is not in your Bible. The labor is not in your Bible. The Bible, the study of your Bible must result in your labor amongst men. That's what I'm saying. Many times we are buried over in a deceitful Bible study, and we do not go out to labor amongst people. All in the name of, I am studying my Bible, I am studying my Bible. No. If you study your Bible well, you will drop the Bible, you will go after souls. You will go after souls and labor over them. Are we together? So my Bible study must translate into what? Soul winning and discipleship. And prayer. Colossians 4, 11 and 12. Prayer. Ephesians 6, 18. Prayer. Romans 15, 30. Prayer. To labor in prayer. Are we together, church? So a laborer is not a passerby. That is not a laborer. There are a lot of passerbys in church. We don't need men like that. We don't need men like that. We don't need passerby. A local assembly does not need passerby. I'm not saying our church does not need a passerby. I'm not saying that our church does not need a passerby. I'm saying no church needs passerbys. They are useless. They are not useful to the work of God. A passerby. Whoa! No time marker. Are we together? A local assembly is a place where laborers are raised and trained and retrained. A laborer is around in a church for the purposes of serving God. A laborer is not somebody that see, he is consumed with the work. He's not looking for position.
We are one for many mic. You only collect broom. Broom. Belly. You preach with it. How much you get? You go and preach with it. We are Timbakwembe. Oh, Wakwembe. A toiler. Those we value in the church are what? Toilers. Are we together? Look at Romans 16, quickly. Romans 16, quickly. Romans 16.
Toilers!
Verse 1. Are you there? Quickly. Read. Want to go? Commend you unto Phoebe, our sister, which is a what? Sencrea. Can we say a laborer in the church of Sencrea? When it says a servant, can we say a laborer? So laboring, number one, we said it's not a what? A location thing, isn't it? Number two, it's not a what? A condition thing, right? Number three, we saw it's not a what? An age thing, isn't it? Number four, it is also not a gender thing. It is not a gender thing. A gender thing. A gender thing. Gender, 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 gender. No! Male and female created them in the image of God. Male and female created them. The image of God has nothing to do with gender. It is an assignment. It is a mission. Are we together, church? So it is not a gender thing. Read that verse 1 again, everybody. Verse 1 again. So can we say a laborer at the church at Sencrea? Read verse 2. What does it say? Can you see that? She has been a what? A succorer of many. So a lady can be a fortress in the church. A woman. And of myself also. Are we together? Now look at verse 3, everybody. Take it again. Verse 4. Does verse 4 imply that they have labored? Read verse 4 again. Look at verse 5, everybody. Six. Can we call Mary a laborer? Look at this. All of these people, were they in the church at Rome? Were all of these people in the local assembly? Many laborers in an assembly. It's like saying that greet the church in Ibadan. Or we'll address the church in Ibadan. And they will begin to light the laborers there. In the church. What a blessed church. Someone say, what a blessed church. In the same church, we observe what we can call a self-pastor, Sencrea, Phoebe, our sister. We observe a couple. So laboring is not a single or married thing. Add that one to it. The last one we said is that it is not a what? A gender thing. It is not also a marital status thing.
You can be married and useless like Ananias and Sapphira. You can be married and be a stronghold in the church like Priscilla and Aquila. You also observe another couple, Andronicus and Junia. Are we together? Are we together? Then he says, Epinatus, another laborer, Mary, who bestowed much labor. 7, Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners. In other words, this guy, a couple, landed in prison for the gospel, just like Paul. My fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, are we together? Junia, a lady, it says, of note among the apostles. So we can have a lady, an apostle. A laborer, a lady, who is what? An apostle. A woman apostle. Why am I mentioning that? Because it looks scarce today, but it is not supposed to be. Are we together? It's not. Male and female created them. Not supposed to be. A woman is as equipped for the gospel as the man. The challenge many times is that our women already allow themselves to be swayed and to be put behind. They themselves, I mean, allow that. Are we together, church? Amplias, verse 8, another laborer. Urban, our helper in Christ. This is another laborer. Sarkis, Apelles, Aristobulus, Herodion, Narcissus, Tryphena, and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Look into your Bible. Verse 12. Tryphena, Tryphosa. Observe, look at verse 12. What did he say he should do to them? Salute. Someone say salute. Someone say salute. 11. What did he say he should do? Salute. 10. What did he say he should do? Salute. 9. What did he say he should do? Salute. 8. Salute. That's Greek. 7. Salute. 6. Salute. 5. Likewise, greet. 3. Greet. 2. Receive. 1. Commend. 13. Salute. 14. Salute. 15. Salute. 16. Salute. One another. This was an assembly of laborers. 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 Laborers, 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 an assembly. We can have an assembly and all are laborers. We can have a ministry and all are what? Laborers. A ministry. A ministry. All are laborers. None of them is marking time. None is present with ulterior motives. Ulterior motives. None of them
is around just for position. For position. For influence. None is around for gain. But to serve the Lord. See, I'm around to serve the Lord. Say, it pleases me to serve the Lord. Not around. Not around for a damn sex. I want to run the church because of a sister. A sister. See, I'm around the church because of a brother. If you're around the church because of a brother, you will cry. Breakfast on your table, repete. And the one serving it is the Lord Himself. I ran for a sister. When you are run for the harvest, is it clear? Some people's harvest is the sister, the brother. Yeah. See, but you have to in the ministry. Even if nothing, I thought you would say, even if I don't get nothing in this ministry, at least I get a disciple. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Not around for money. Let me tell you, I want to be a pastor. When I be a pastor, people will be giving me tight. Be giving me tight. You are treading on a tight ground. You don't know that you yourself you are a tight. Damewa, what is shaky ground? I told someone, I said, since we started our church, we had never collected tithes from anybody. We have never demanded it. We have never requested for it. We have never collected it. Since we started, it's 8 years. We have never. Since I started preaching, it's over 16 years now that I've been preaching. I have never requested, demanded, or collected tithes. Are we together? Are we together? Says here, maybe you don't take tithes. Maybe you take seeds. I say that one is worse. Seed. Seed call. Plantation. We are here for the Lord. Nobody has his eyes in your pockets. That's why you look at me as a pastor. I do many things for a living. Yes. And they thrive because I labor at it. We're going to see where Paul said, I have labored night and day so that I can minister to my own needs and they that are around me. So the work of the ministry does not exclude you from laboring for money. Because you're not sitting down. You're not sitting down. You're not sitting down. They will bring the tithe. You are not in the ministry. And I'm not saying that those that are collecting tithe are not serving God. I'm not saying that. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together, church? Not around for gain. Allow the people outside to come in. Not around for material things, but around for the work of the Lord. See, I'm around for the work of the Lord. Labor night and day. labor night and day. Labor night and day. Where else do we see night and day in scripture? This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, that shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Thou shalt meditate day and night. So it shows that Joshua 1 was not, look at this, you wake up, 5:30, it's 5:30, and then you say, what are you doing? Meditating. 20 minutes. Just to thank you, Jesus. Then you go and pour water on your head. And say, you go out again. 11:30 in the evening. After watching Jomong. After watching Jomong. Yeah, wow. This guy love her. Why do guys behave this way? I love this Korean movie. Sha. Okay. It's time for devotion. 11:30. Meditation. You are wasting away. When he says thou shalt meditate day and night, day and night is a language of labor. It means you will have a tedious approach to the scriptures. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of sinners, nor stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of discomfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates. In which he meditates what? Day and night. Then he says, he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bring before the many seasons, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. Are we together? The ungodly is not so. Like a chaff blown to and fro for the wind. Are we together? He will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Are we together, church? So day and night is a language of labor. If you go into Nehemiah 1, Nehemiah 2, Nehemiah 3, and you read day and night, that phrase was to show labor. Labor. Day and night, praying and watching. Day and night is a language of labor. So when it says to meditate day and night, it means you are a laborer in the word. Laborer at the word. Just like David, just like Moses, just like Noah, just like Abraham, just like the prophets, just like the Lord Jesus, just like Elisha, just like Elijah. Are we together? Just like Paul, just like the apostles. Are we together? Just like John the Baptist. We labor in the word, in prayer. So the opposite of a laborer is a non-laborer, a lazy man. A lazy believer. And leave it clearly. A non-laborer is usually a problematic member of the church. Like I told you a while ago, I told you every time we have conferences like this and people don't give, those who don't give are the ones that usually cause problems in conferences. They don't value it. Those who have the culture of not giving are usually the problematic people in the local church. Those who do not give their time, their attention, their resources, they are not available in services to be taught and trained. They are the problematic ones. So the problematic people in the church are the non-laborers. Problematic. They are the non-laborers, always seeking attention, always looking for attention. Nobody's thinking about me. Nobody's talking about me. Nobody's asking about me. Nobody's asking after me. For the last 2 weeks, nobody has come to visit me. Nobody has come to check me. You have been in church for 6 months. When will you start checking other people? You've been in church. You've been in church for 1 year. When will you start going after new converts to check them? You see, why were you not in service? They did not come to pick me. Nobody came to pick me. I was waiting at my junction. We're waiting at your junction. Nobody came to pick you. You've been in church for 1 year. You've been in church for 9 months. How many times did somebody have to pick you to go to lecture? On 100 level. Nobody came to pick me. Nobody came to pick me. 100 level. Theonita. You are just ungodly and do not love God, and you have no iota of the things of God in your soul. I'm on 200 level. You did not call me to remind me. I did not remember. You did not call me to remind me. When last did we have to call you to know you have a test? How many times did we chat you up? How many times do they chat you up to tell you that there's lecture? You have the timetable. You know the lecture theater. When you don't know the lecture theater, you know how to run around, and discover. Sometimes the lecture is moved from where it used to be to another place for one reason or the other. You find the way and locate the place. You know how to pick your phone, chat your colleagues up in the class. Where are you? Describe the place to me. Hello, I can't get it. Which lecture theater did they say you are? Is the lecturer there? Is it there? But church, like a demon possessed person. Service is 8 o'clock. 8:15. You came to church like this. Came to church like this. As the manager of the body of Christ. A laborer, a toiler. You don't have to tell him to do his work. He will get it done. He is that reliable. You don't have to remind him. Because the work is at the front burner of his head. You don't have to school him. Because the work is at the front burner of his head. Are we together? The work is burning in his heart. So the opposite of a laborer is a non-laborer. A non-laborer like Gehazi. One man catch leprosy, Benyinani. Are we together? Now, a leprosy in the Old Testament need not be a leprosy now. Are we together? He says those things are written for our exam, for our learning rather. They happen unto them as examples, and they were written for our learning. A non-laborer. A non-laborer like Judas. Non-laborer. You don't need anybody to tell you, look at this, that Judas does not give in the church. He wasn't giving. When somebody gives something, it is here. A woman took a box of oil, a precious ointment, and broke it. And poured it, perfume, on Jesus. Now, those ointment, have the capacity to remain on that garment for months. She didn't do something that nobody had done. It wasn't something she thought up. It's something they do. Are we together? That you will take ointment. And you will pour it on someone's garment. Pour it there. The fragrance stays there. Even if you wash the clothes, in the finest of washers, the ointment stays there. So it's tantamount to taking of your resource and lavishing it on your pastor or on Jesus.
That's what she did.
And then he looked at her. He said, is this not a waste? Is this not a waste? Are we together? He looked at her. He said, because this thing is important to me. Are we together? He looked at her. He said, is this not a waste? Is it not a waste? Someone honors your pastor. And he says it's a waste. It shows you lack honor. Nobody has to tell you. He was stealing. Thieves don't give. He was stealing. Judas. A non-liberal like Eutychus. The guy could not labor at receiving the word. Paul stood there teaching the word. The guy was sunk deep into sleep. He fell down and died. Imagine, the only time your name was mentioned in the Bible was how you slept in a teaching meeting and fell down and died. And that was the only mention. Now, why was the guy not mentioned again? Kuni ministry, kusinga koto wa no ministry uti kos. Kidi tiani, tuma uti kos ibna. I think I saw someone before. His name is Eutychus. Yes, they call him Brother Eutychus. That was why when he fell, I was thinking how Paul would have felt when he fell down and he died. Paul had to go there, bring him, because it was just a distraction. Distraction, you boy. Some people in the church are just distractions. Distraction, you boy. Paul had to raise him from the dead, and when they raised him from the dead, nobody asked him, what did you see? A 3-hour teaching, 2 hours. Reason. Shajoko. Tani cell leader. Who is the cell leader of this brother? What's his name? Who knows him? Where is he from? Okay. Is he a worker there? Why is he not a worker? How long has he been in church? Just stand up. No, just sit down. Don't worry, you are fine. Can you hear me? Yeah, just sit down there. Bless you. Nothing to write to me about his ministry. The only time he was mentioned. Non-liberal like Ananias and Sapphira. Non-liberal. How together? Because they're problematic. Non-liberal. Non-liberal. Because look at this. Ananias and Sapphira were looking for influence. Influence, no wa. They wanted the name. They saw how people were giving. And were being, were giving. And they say, we are diawa. Hey, what do we do? We are, let us also give. Let's give. So we're now going to the, can we sell that portion? We can't sell that one. That one we can sell. Yes, let's sell it. So what do we do? We have to keep some. Don't worry. When we sell it, tell the agent to wire the money to Uncle Taufik. So let Uncle Taufik now send half into our account. So is that half? No, we'll show the pastor statement of account. Is that half? That will say that, so they will think that we brought the whole money. And they died. The man came, and Peter told him. Peter said, "Where have you conceived this thing in your heart?" He says, No, it was a woman. He says to the man, he said, "Why has Satan filled your heart? To lie. Why has Satan filled your heart?" The man had that, he fell down and died. And then after a while, about an hour more, the wife came together, a very foolish woman. May I not marry a foolish wife? A very foolish wife who nothing occurred in her mind to find out where her husband was. Just came in. Nothing occurred in her head to find out, where is this guy? Nothing. And maybe they must say some caution. Definitely things couldn't be as usual. People would have been quiet and we had to parado. People would have been silent. Maybe people's head were bowed.
Ah, but Lord.
Ah, but they saw. And then, as they saw the wife coming like this, she didn't see. She didn't see. Greed. What a boudoir.
She was not a laborer.
Because when you are given to labor, it takes care of every other aspect of your life. The virtues in your life are properly positioned. When you are given to labor, the virtues in your life, you won't be caught up in a strange virtue, an ungodly virtue. Because your heart is that of a laborer. You are already not looking for money. Is it clear? It's not likely we will catch you with greed. Diverting ministry funds. We sent you to go and buy fuel. We thought the fuel was 1-2. You got to discover the fuel is 1-150. Open that. They changed that. That's how you're doing. Kilo sokale se legica. I use it for transport. Ile po ni enfo no. Oh, Lydia, you are a thief. There's nothing that causes you to say, sir. Hello, brother Kulia. The foil is actually so small amount. Obviously, you can't hear keep the change. It's church money. Are we together? The one that said keep the change is already in disorderliness. But if it's personal money, we say what? Keep the change. Keep the change is a better statement to hear than why did you tell me the exchange? Only near. You're not a laborer. You're already not looking for money. Not because you have all money, all the money you need, but because you are in the work to serve God. Your gain is not marriage. Let me tell you something. Your gain for ministry is not marriage. Your gain for ministry is not money. Your gain for ministry is not things, material things. Should I tell you what your gain for ministry is? We're going to see it. Your gain for ministry is more men. The reward for ministry is more men. The reward for labor. That is why the number of men you have is tantamount to the number of your productive what? Labor. Oh, money. The number of men you have as your disciples is tantamount. And I mean laborers. Because if you have a wrong labor, you have a wrong harvest, a wrong kind of men. Do I have your attention this morning? So don't be an Eutychus. Don't be a Gehazi. Elisha sent him at 2 Kings 4. With a rod to raise a child from the dead. Maybe you don't know. When I read text like that, I am inside the text. I will study the environment of the text and understand the situation. Oh, more. What be your pathway? Lord GDD. Iwo ko ni waji opa lo ma ji o se ro pa lo ti e ti ta. The rod did not respond in your hand. If an unbeliever had carried that rod, it would have worked. It shows you the issue was your spirituality. You were the issue. The same training we are giving to people are working, but you, it is not working for you. One, you can't do no disciple. Every other people have. That is the rod. It is about you. You are not a laborer. You are not a laborer. And to be a pathway, it shows that you don't need his presence. Did you get it? You did need his presence to raise the dead. You didn't need it. You didn't need it. You didn't need his presence to bring back that little boy from the dead. But the Lord did not what? He did not walk. Brother so and so, oh yeah, pick your bag, go to Kaduna, go and start a church there. Start a work there. Start a teaching and outreach there. And let's watch it grow. And 6 months after, 1 year after, 2 years after, Pastor, nothing is working here. Nothing is working here. Nothing is working here. Nothing is working here. You are not a laborer. The same training you were given, we give to that other brother. The same time you are saying nothing is working, that brother has 50 disciples, has planted 10 cells, has planted 10 cells, is planting the 11th cell, the 11th cell, 11th cell, 11th cell, 11th cell, 11th cell, 11th cell, 11th cell. Level cell. Yeah, it's not working. No, I don't know. This environment is quite different. The environment is not different. You are the different child. You are the one without the spirit of the prophet. You are the one without the spirit of the prophet. Are we together, church? The same Holy Ghost that was given to you was given to that person that is productive. That is productive. The same Holy Ghost that was given to you that is productive was given to that person that is not productive. So it is about how you labor. Are we together? So not laborers are men we don't need around. One major characteristic of non-laborers is that they have, see, when you look at them, they are always carrying a bag that is filled. But unlike the laborers whose bag, whose net is filled with fruits, the bag or the net of the non-laborers is always filled with the same thing, excuses. They are men we don't need around. Liabilities in the ministry. What can wa jeuni wa wulo what can jeuni? You just come Sunday morning, eat the word. And as you are eating the word, you say, I don't like this. You know when you are eating and then you are picking things. I don't like this. I don't like this. That's how they are handling the message. Yes. Hey, I don't like this. This is enough for me. I don't like this green bean. So I don't like it. And there's this one thing that is green. That is always green in the rice. I don't know what it's called. What's it called? It's green like this. Deep green. What's it? Huh? Is it spring onion? No, that one looked like onion, right? I'm not talking about spring onion. There's one. Is it lettuce? Lettuce. Lettuce. Right? I don't know what it's called. My own is just to eat it. Are we together? You see, I don't like lettuce. You're still like, I don't like this pepper is too big. They should have blended. I don't like grated pepper. Carrot. I don't really like carrot today. That's how they are handling the message on Sunday morning. Men, we don't need around. By the time they now face the same challenge that somebody else is facing, you now observe that. Sometimes you now think that, see, don't fall into any form of dilemma. The issue is not what you are giving. The issue is the person. The same meal that is given to that one that is getting stronger and productive is the same meal given to this one
that is wasting and always complaining and running up and down, can't stand temptation, can't go through tough times, that is not a laborer. A laborer is a man for all seasons. A man, don't write off. Oh, I said for. If you wrote off, you are not a laborer. A laborer is a man for all seasons. Are we together, church? So if I find myself on a mission field, on a campus, in a city, the answer is what? Labor. The answer is what? Work. Someone say work. The answer is work. The answer is labor. Labor. If you find yourself in a city because of NYSC, the answer is what? Labor. So say, ah, sir, I don't know what to do during my NYSC year. I don't even know which state to go to. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. I'll give you bike fare. I give you money for Okada. You go to hellfire. You carry the bike. Tell the guy, I'm going to hell. Tell how much? 1.5. I collect it. Yeah, express. Yeah, I don't know where to go for NYSC. I don't know where to serve. I didn't even know. Koshidan. My brain is too busy to spend it trying to think about. There's a way laborer thinks. There's a way the minister of the gospel thinks. And many times the intention behind all the I didn't know what to. One fair thing can call Lord on me, Pastor. One fair thing can call Pastor Lord on me. So I say, it's Pastor that I say, I should go to Zamfara. Ah, Pastor, even Pamio, because he talk me by oh. She will leave 5K, Lord, 5K, call urgent 2K. Yeah, Pastor Ekweleo, I've been trying to greet you. I've been to anybody that tells you I've been trying to greet you is lying. You just greet. I've been trying to greet you. There's something like I've been trying to greet. Greet me. Say, I've been trying to. Why are you trying to? Now that you did it, did my phone call you? The ringing tone that you had, did you hear your name and curses on it? Are we together? There's a way liberal things. The minister of the gospel. The minister of the gospel. A long time ago, some men came, labeled the man standing before you, said he did not want us to go anywhere outside the city. Outside the city. Say, I don't know. This young boy, young pastor, just wants us to abide in the city, serving a certain daddy. No. I never said that, I never implied that. It is the non-liberal in them that implied it. All of them are gone now. Are we together? Are we together? And we're good for it. Amen. I said amen. Nothing like that. Nobody has said you should not explore life, explore career, but we are saying keep a close proximity to the place of ministry. It is for your own self. A close proximity. A close proximity. I tell someone, I say, I'm not going to ask you to not do that. I'm not going to ask you to not do that. No, it's not my place. But if you see yourself in the future of our work, there are already some things you do. Because the church where we are is a ground for training ministers.
and we intend to do it for long. How to get a church? So if you find yourself, let's say, oh, it's not for NYSC, but you found yourself in a city or a nation or a country or a community, maybe in the same city but another community, because of a new job, your immediate activity alongside that job is what? To labor in the gospel. That shows you, everyone, I say this once, that every opportunity to change location, be it local or international, is an opportunity to do what? To do what? To start the work of the ministry in a new location. Did you get it? So a laborer, just like Jesus, Acts 10:38 went about. Paul was a man given to labor. He went back there. A laborer goes back there. He stayed there. Look at what he says to Timothy. He says, for this cause I charge thee that you abide still at what? Ephesus. There is something such as sitting down there. Spoke with some of my friends on my go. They said, "Ah, you don't even travel, you don't even go to the, you don't even come out of your city." I said, "To what? To what? Yeah, to do what? Spend 3 hours on the road, 4 hours on the road. You think I'm that less busy? You don't even come out of that your city to do what? I didn't come here to start a barbecue center. We came here to plant a work that must feed the nations. It requires some staying there. When a man like Bishop Oyedepo says he has not traveled out of Nigeria for 2 decades, and he says there was a time that for 8 years he didn't leave Otta, to stay within Otta for 8-9 years. The vision is telling everywhere now. He has become a tree that every beast of the field, fowl of the earth, wants to feed and receive refuge from. That is the fruit of focus. Don't let anybody who has nothing they are building, are we together? Are we together? Guilt strip you. Yeah, ati egburuwe. Is not true. Are we together? It is not what? Not true. When you step out to visit, to check people, it must be mission minded. Step out, check people. Visit your loved ones, be there, be with them, fellowship with them. But not like though, as though you're jobless and I have nothing you're doing. Are you with me? Stand up. Don't have to tell you that. Are we together, church? A laborer. He stayed there. And look at this. Do you observe that where you stay is where you will raise leaders? If you have not raised leaders, you are not laboring. Leaders are people that can stand in your place to do what you are doing. Exodus 18, 2 Timothy 2 verse 2, 1 Timothy 3 1, 1 Timothy 3 9, Titus 1. Leaders. Matthew 28 was an address to leaders, 18 to 20. So when you stay in a place, it is possible to release leaders there. No rolling stone gathers moss. Have you heard of that before?
A rolling stone gathers what? No moss. I usually add my own. I say a tree that keeps on being transplanted never takes root deeper. Are we together, church? Going about. Every now and then, you have traveled, you have traveled, you have traveled. Who did you love? Fail! Be a little sangi. Who did you love? Who did you love? You are the only one people are talking about. Travel. Are we together, church? He says, I taught publicly. I taught privately. House to house. That is labor. And was telling them so that they could repeat the same. Ministry models must be repeated. Are we together? Ministry models. So the labor is amongst men. I begin to close. That is why you observe that the greatest media for the gospel is the life of men, not the social media. We don't want to see what you are doing on the social media. We want to see what you are doing in the life of men. Today you find people, they say they have a WhatsApp group. You have a WhatsApp group, a Facebook group. A Telegram group. What are you doing? You are sharing the word. A YouTube. Then you see something. You say, you come. You wake up in the morning. You come in the morning. At least when you wake up, at least brush. With la la in your mouth. You now sit in front of the camera. Hello, my brethren. Who are your brethren? You better brush your teeth, have your bath, and hit the streets on evangelism. They say, we're having this YouTube live. I am my disciples. Emergency word men. Share the scripture. Say, because you see 1K views, 3K views. You are now deceived to think you have disciples. See, your page is just one of the pages they are swiping. After they have said wow at your doctrine, somebody else who says something completely contrary to what you are saying, their response is still wow. Hear disciple here. Oh, new disciple. Hit the streets. You find yourself in Abuja. You find yourself in Ibadan. You find yourself in Ogun State. Are you studying? Are you visiting? Are you doing your postgraduate studies? You find yourself in Ibadan. Are you going there for a job? Are we together? It is time to do what? To start the work of the ministry there. It's an opportunity. That is the mindset of the laborer. So nothing reaches people better than people who go to where the sinners are. Are we together? We said the laborer yesterday is with and amongst. Are we together, church? The labor is with people. Prayer implies effort. Labor means you make effort. Follow up requires effort. Teaching requires effort. Someone say effort. What effort are you putting to it? Put some effort. What effort are you putting to it? What effort? In the local church like us, we observe the effort you are putting into it, and we help you to put more effort. Sometimes when we see the work in your hands, we observe that the work in your hands is progressing. You are toiling with it. We send more laborers there. Hello, bro, so go and work with this person. Hello, sister, this, go and work with that person. Work in that community. Work in that community. And everywhere where we have seen one, we have seen 10 in 2025.
Are we together? Everywhere where we have seen one, we have seen ten. Every community where we have planted one, we are planting them in tens. You have to be focused. Your faith set like a flint. Are we together? In the corporate world, there's what we call performance review. In the corporate world, after a week of working, sometimes after a month, depending on the organization, they will sit down, they will do a performance review. What have you done this week? What is the fruit? What challenges did you have? How did you resolve the challenge? Because it's the work of the ministry, we think we are just having it this way. No. There's something such as performance review. If it's not done for you, you do it for yourself. Be productive. Are we together? To be productive. To put in effort and be productive. You check your ministry. Are you productive? How many folks have I gotten saved this week? How many folks have I gotten saved this month? The cell leader, how many people are saved in our cell this week? How many people got saved in our cell or through our cell this month? In the last 4 weeks, how many people got filled with the Holy Ghost? Why did the number drop? How many sick were healed? How many that were saved are in the church? How many are receiving instruction and taking the instruction and growing spiritually? How many are now with us on evangelism? How many are now following us out on evangelism? Are we together? Are we together? A laborer does not do touch and go. He stays with it. He says, endure hardness as a soldier of Christ. Endure hardness. A laborer will give himself to exertion. The work of a laborer is to raise from a sinner a minister of the gospel. From an unbeliever to raise someone like you, you stay with the fellow. Are we together? So the work of the ministry requires effort. And I put in the effort. See, I put in the effort. The work of the ministry requires work, attention. How long you stay in the world? How long you stay in the world? Are we together? For how long do you stay in the world? For how long do you stay in prayer? Don't say, no, it's not about how long, it's about how well. That is a stupid statement. When it comes to prayer, it's about what? How long? Stay in prayer all night. For days, Jesus went on 40 days. After that, he sustained it with days, hours. Sometimes 12 hours, 15 hours was regular in Jesus' ministry. Paul, the same thing. I cease not to pray for you, mentioning you always in my prayers. Ephesians 1:15, Colossians 1:9, Philippians 1:9, Ephesians 3:16. Are we together? 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 Timothy, the same thing. Are we together? So the work of the ministry, like I said, is a profession. You don't run away from it because it is difficult. It is already work. It requires time. It requires patience. It requires attention. So in Matthew 9, those that are needed before men close are what? Labor. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the call to ministry. Where is that brother? Where is that brother? Imagine. Where is Sam? Imagine. Imagine. Are we together? Are we together? The work of the ministry. Amen. What we need are laborers. laborers. In the local church, we need laborers. So I have a question for you this morning. Are you involved in the work? Or are you a passerby? A time waster? You are in the church to waste the pastor's time. You can't waste our time here. You can't waste our time. If by now a man or a woman is here and you do not know what you are doing, what we are doing in our church, your home. Are we together? S-F-Y. Sorry for yourself. If by now you do not know that God is molding your life, are we together? If by now, and where is the brother Miwa? If by now you do not know that God is molding you to bring a beauty, to fashion His glory out of your life, then that means you don't know what you are doing yet. Are you involved in the work? Passers-by are not needed. Are not needed. Are we together? The circumstance of your life does not affect your attitude to labor. It only enhances it. We see in Paul's ministry, his response to opposition was that he labored the more. So anytime there is opposition in the ministry, are we together? Are we together? Anytime there's what? Opposition to the ministry, it's a call to do what? To labor more. Are we together, church? To labor more. Lord is breathing out of us a diligent worker. A fellow worker in the church, is that who you are? A soldier in the ministry, is that who you are? A co-laborer, is that who you are? Men that have hazarded their lives for the gospel's sake, is that who you are? Let me tell you something. It's a statement I heard. I think it was made by Rahab Bonnke. But if not, then I'm mistaken. But it's a valid statement. He says there are some doors of the ministry that opens to you because you are trusting God. There are some other doors that opens to you because God now trusts you. Are we together, church? See, we must get to a point where you are proven and tested, and God can trust you. Proven and what? Tested. Or tested and what? Proven. Tested and what? Tried. And the Lord can what? Trust you. The Lord can trust you. He shows you this as I close. That means there are events that surrounds my ministry today. Are you listening to me? There are circumstances that surrounds my ministry today that are actually tests from the Lord. I will not feel it. Sometimes the challenge you are having is a test. Are we together? In fact, whether you don't know it,
Let me say this now. I can say it. There are some things that happen in your life in the local church that God has given your pastor the privilege to try you in that area. To test you. I didn't say to tempt you. Is it clear? Is it clear? So remove that from your mind. I didn't say to tempt you. I said to test you. What I mean by that is this. To observe whether a particular training has been what? Received. And when a test or exam is passed, what happens? You are moved to what? To the next level. The reason why many will remain at the same point is that they keep failing tests. You fail the money test. The money test. You fail the money test. You fail the faithfulness test. You fail the test of strength. A very good example of a moment of test from the Lord, of course, are moments that are, I call them transitory moments. Moments of transition. Very especially, they happen when people just finish campus. At that junction, when you are just freshly done from school, and the realities of life are coming to you in a more real way, and there are pressures from around, and the call of God is placing a request, come. And you are not sure of that path, and there are many voices around you that says, don't go. If you go, I'll deal with you. If you go, I'll trouble you. If you go, forget about me. If you go, do this. If you go, do this. Many times, it is a point to see whether you are convinced. It's called a test of conviction. And let me say the second thing. The fact that you pass that test does not mean that things will then become rosy. Are we together? The fact that you pass that test does not mean that things will be what? Will become sweet. But look at this. Eventually, are we together? Are we together? You will have God's result. Sometimes passing the test might mean that you may never have money. The wealth you have imagined to have. Sometimes passing that test may mean that you may never get to travel to the nation you have dreamt of. We're going to see why tomorrow morning. One of the reasons is because the call of God is an interruption into our lives. Passing the test might mean that you might not get to marry the kind of husband you have imagined. Maybe you have imagined yourself getting married to. Now, where is the blood, the light? Huh? In the room. Bless them. Are we together? Maybe you have thought to yourself that, oh, I'll marry a man that is 6 feet tall with 6 packs, thank you. Or 17 packs. Who is fair in complexion with a fine face. Is making 2 million naira monthly. Does not get hungry. and it's very romantic. Oh, very romantic. Say, I'll get married to a man that I don't have to say before he knows what I want. You have dreamt of it. And then the mantle of a laborer falls on you. Then you see a brother who is standing like this. And the call says, the call is saying, go closer. Cover the gap between you and the brother. Because the brother is a laborer. Then he says, if you're a laborer, I leave. I will wait for another laborer. And after waiting for a while, the Lord answers your prayer. Then the Lord swaps the curtain, boom, and the laborer steps out. But he's standing like this. And he has no pack. Because he's fasting night and day. But now you have told yourself that you will not marry a prayer partner. There is a prayer point you want. So you let that laborer, that honest diligent laborer, pass. So Lord, I will wait for another laborer. Maybe that's your dream. Then the third laborer comes. And you thought the Lord has answered your prayer. And the curtain just swaps, boom. And the laborers come out and he stands like this. Because there is no challenge in the ministry that his chest cannot take. But you don't want that one. Then another laborer comes and stands like this. Because there is no storm of life that he cannot pass through. But he said he don't want that one. Then stay unmarried. How would you get a church? How would you get a church? What I'm giving you is a parable. Because it's even raining season. You can start molding your own on the field. And the prayer that you are using to pray for the person you have imagined, use it to call breath inside the molding cup. Sorry, molding whatever you have molded. I know. Have you together, church? Ask your neighbor. Say, are you a laborer? See, this one is asking himself. Did you answer yourself? You are telling yourself yes. Ronaldo. Ask your neighbor, say, are you a laborer? Say, can you labor over lives? Night and day. Ask the fellow, say, are you God's laborer? Are you the one we're looking for? Are you the one God is looking for? Jeremiah 1 says, who shall I send? That question is still being asked tonight. And I know in your heart, you're saying to God, send me. I will go. Are we together? I will go.
And the grace of God is upon our lives, church, and upon our ministry to labor and to not labor amiss, but to labor according to plan. I usually say this, and I'll say it again, that the greatest disadvantage, the greatest pain, the greatest tragedy that can happen to a man is to do very effectively what God never called him to do. May you not waste your time. So we labor at the work, we labor in the church, we labor amongst the saints, we labor at ministering to others, we labor at receiving the ministry of others, I labor at ministering the word, I also labor at receiving the word, I labor in focus, I labor in devotion, I labor in activities of ministry, I labor in patience, I labor in consistency, I do it for long. See, I do it for long. From October 20th, even tonight, through the year 2025, we have the grace of God to labor with. The grace of God to walk and to have the fruits of God. The grace of God to walk and to see the signs of God in our ministry. And we trust God. And we trust the help of God that we will come back to this conference in the coming year with more laborers. Look at me. In our next conference, you are going to look behind you. You will count the laborers you have brought. I show you that the fruit of labor, the reward of labor, is more men. More men doing what you are doing. See, that is the focus. You must not lose that focus. You must not take your mind away from that target. I trust God's help that you will handle and dispel every distraction, every factor that leads to loss of focus will be removed from your life, and your attention will be set on that result. More men doing what I am doing for long. Look at this. More men that will look at you and they will determine in their heart. They will determine that as long as they see you running, they will keep running. Men like that. Because I'm a man like that. There are people I look at, I say, if this man can do this at 80, he's very certain that I will not stop before 80. Then I see another. If this man can run at 90, if this man can run at 103 years old, is a man like that? 103 years old. And the man is standing and leading prayer on the mountain for over 24 hours. Yes. Yes. A mountain in Ogun State. Yes. He's a Baba Dura. 103 years old. And stand. He's older now. He's older now. I think about 2 or 3 or 4 years older now. But then when I knew, he would stand on the mountain 103 years old, about 4 or 5 years ago. And then he would stand there and is leading prayers for over 24 hours non-stop. See, when you go to and fro, look at it,
There's a reason why there's a move of God in the country. It might not appear perfect because of the frailty of the vessels being used, but there is a move. Something is keeping the move around. If there are no men to hold the torch and continue it, with all this age of social media, paraministry, everybody is looking for fame, people are looking for this and that. If there are no genuine men whose intention is to keep the move of God, because God does nothing amongst us until we pray. I say it again. God does nothing amongst us until we pray. If there are no genuine men holding forth the torch, we will lose the move. May we not lose the move of God. We pray with us, we receive. Increased move of the Spirit over Nigeria. And we are going to champion it. We will be a major part of it. We will be involved. We will fill our place. Our church ministries will fill its place. Individuals in our ministries will function and fill our place. We will hold the torch. We will press further. We will do what God wants. We will pass on the torch successfully. God's generational work will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Pray over what you have just had tonight in the next few minutes. The heart of a laborer, the grit, the attitude, the consistency, the patience, the grit, the vision, the faithfulness, the faith, the courage, the compassion, the consistency. In this conference we receive, in the sessions we receive, that in 2025 from now till then, we will raise men more liberous. More liberous. More liberals, more liberals, more liberals, more liberals. More men like you, more men like me. The call of God is being stirred up in the hearts of people. As I encounter, as I meet, the call of God is being stirred up. I have that attitude of a liberal. Stay there, stay with it. Hanging in there, stay with it. Stay there, stay there, stay there. Stay there.
You are not praying. You are not praying yet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's have a seat.